Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in today. If you've got a story of uplifting where you've helped somebody else or somebody has helped you, sure, I'd love to hear a few more before we wrap up for the day. 888-455-1360. Okay, so several years back, my first marriage crashed and burned, and it was probably one of the single most emotionally brutal things I had ever been through. At that point, it was just devastating. Horrible experience for me. And I remember went to church one afternoon, and I was just so emotionally distressed and in such emotional pain that at the end of the service, when everybody stands up and they sing one more last song and off we go, happy-go-lucky. Being Baptist, we were either going to go get some fried chicken or a casserole of some sort, and hopefully get to the restaurant before the Presbyterians. Anyway, I couldn't stand. I was just emotionally drained. I just couldn't do anything. And I felt an arm around my shoulder, and it was one of the people in the church that said, "Hey, I can tell that something's wrong. You want to maybe go get a, you know, a soda or something after the service and talk a little bit?" And it's like, I didn't know this guy. Didn't know him from Adam's house cat. It's like, but yeah, I did. I wanted somebody to talk to. And this guy ended up becoming one of my very best friends. Helped me tremendously. And there were, if I were to take the time to tell you all the things that he did to help me, we'd be on the air for another 3 hours. And one afternoon, I remember feeling really good. We were out on our motorcycle. Life had turned a corner. The pain and the depression had, it was in the past, and I was beginning to look forward to the future. I was healing, basically. And I remember he asked me, he said, "Why do you think that you have been, for all intents and purposes, healed of your emotional pain?" And I said, "Well, so that I can get on with my life, so that I can move forward." He goes, "No, sorry, that's not it. Try again." So I thought about this, and I'm thinking, well, okay, why have I been healed? Why have I been given an opportunity, you know, to overcome this pain and to be happy again? And I said, "You know, that's all I can think of." And he said, "You've been given this opportunity. You have been helped through this pain. You have found direction, not so that you can be happy again." He said, "So that you can look around you in the future, find others who are hurting, and help them. That is the reason that God has seen you through your pain, so that you can be his tool to help others." And that has always stuck with me. Always stuck with me. Let's go to the phones one last time. It's John. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
This goes back to last Christmas. My daughter was flying in to Mosinee out of New Orleans, but Mosinee was socked in, so they actually were in Minneapolis. And they were trying to get in. They couldn't get in. The fog was too bad and everything like that. So, and she was coming home for the holidays, and so she said, "Well, what am I going to do?" I said, "Don't worry about it. She was going to rent a car." I said, "No, you're not going to do that. I'll just come and pick you up. Just hang tight. I'm going to come pick you up." So I took off from Stevens Point and drove in. I pulled into the terminal, and I was in contact with her. She didn't tell me anything. You know, I was just told me what terminal would pick her up at. Mm-hmm. And I pulled up there. And actually, when I took off from Stevens Point, I took the little Ford Focus, threw my Golden Retriever in the back just for some company for the ride, and I'm gone. And I pulled into the terminal, and my daughter has two of the other passengers, one from Idaho, one from Colorado, waiting at the terminal. One was going to Wisconsin Rapids, one was going to Stevens Point, and she asked if we could give them a ride back. to central Wisconsin. And I said, hey, that's fine. I don't mind giving them a ride if they don't mind riding with my golden retriever in this little little car, if you will. And so we packed up and and we headed back to Stevens Point. And it was just a very enjoyable ride. But it was my daughter. It was my daughter's act of kindness, and that just gave me verification that I raised her right.
I agree with you. Way to go, buddy. Way to go. All right, let's take our last call. Sharon, you're going to be the last call of the day. Thanks for calling in and holding on. What can we do for you?
I just want to share a story. A couple years back, I worked as a school social worker, and my heartstrings were pulled by three different clients that particular time whose electricity was going to get turned off because they didn't pay their bill. So I was, just being grateful for how blessed I am, and I decided I was going to pay the bills of these three people. And I didn't drop any papers or anything. I said, I'll just loan it to you. Give it back to me when you can. Well, I knew it probably wouldn't come back, but that's not why I give. So anyway, of the three, one came back in full. I must say I was incredibly pleased with that. But I went home and got a check in the mail for about the same amount of money I had lent, $1,300. And as it turns out, a gentleman who was supposed to do some construction work for me went bankrupt and left me with, holding the bank for work that wasn't done that I had to hire someone else to get done. And, this guy knew he was heading towards disaster.
Sure.
But anyway, long story short, my husband's an attorney, and he went after this guy. And I don't know exactly how it worked, but it was seven years later. But the timing was so perfect because I got the check, and it covered the bills I had just paid for these people. I know, like, when you give, it always comes back. It's just amazing.
It is, dude. Sharon, thanks for calling in, and thanks for sharing that with us. I appreciate that. We are going to go back into the fight tomorrow. And we are going to do everything we can to stand up for what we believe in. Why? Because you and I are strong enough to take care of each other. We know what it takes to take care of each other and our community. The more we do for ourselves, the more we do for our community, the less of a vacuum we create for the government to come in and screw things up. The government doesn't help. The government causes problems. So, we have to take it upon ourselves to do as much as we can for ourselves and for others. I'm Seth Meehl. I've been sitting in for Jerry Bader. Thanks for listening. Thanks for letting me be here. Have a great rest of your Thursday. I hope to talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody.
The Jerry Bader Show.